Hayes has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at TigertownGraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
What that sound was?
That was Robert.
No, Robert was on hold. That was Emily there. Hey, I just found out that Clemson women's basketball starts Friday at 4, so I'm not on Friday. We are not on Friday. So therefore, you only have today, tomorrow, and Wednesday to talk to me. We'll obviously have to break down everything with the rivalry games in the next 2 days, which we will do. All right, let me get back to Robert and that conversation. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Back to the conversation. It wasn't me.
It sounded like a giant burp. It sounded like a giant burp from somewhere.
Well, I've been known to let one of those, but it wasn't me.
Okay, all right.
Clemson basketball. Well, I told you a couple of weeks ago, I'm one of those fans that's overexcited. I'm expecting Clemson to be in the Final Four, win the ACC championship, the whole nine yards. While I don't have anything to suppress that, I'm even more excited after this weekend.
Look, I thought was the most interesting team that Brad has had. Now, I didn't know what interesting was going to mean, but I was really excited about this whole group of players. And look, I'm not saying that there aren't going to be other bumps, because there are, but I am ecstatic about what I'm seeing, and I have these visions now of playing BYU December 9th in Madison Square Garden. I mean, I am so jacked up about the possibility of the eventuality of Clemson. Look, I'm excited about Alabama. We've played Alabama multiple times. I am incredibly excited about playing the opportunity to play Brigham Young, who might be the most talented team in America, in Madison Square Garden on December 9th, because, Robert, I don't think they're over our heads. I'm not saying Clemson's going to win that game right now. I'm not making any predictions on that game right now. But the only prediction I'm going to make is I don't think anyone's blowing Clemson out.
Well, Friday and Sunday, I saw something that I can't remember seeing Clemson do. Two things. One, within a short period of time, they went against two completely different teams,
right,
and handled both of them. And two, they had players that stepped up when they needed them to step up, and they did what they needed to do to win both those games. And I'm telling you, Walt, I mean, yeah, Coach Brownell's had some good teams over the past two or three years. But, man, I mean, players haven't always stepped up when Clemson needed them to step up.
Robert, part of it is Clemson's never had this much depth. You know, in other words, you go into a game like last year where basically you're playing 6-7 guys, okay? And somebody gets hurt, somebody gets in foul trouble, Victor gets in foul trouble, you're not the same team anymore. When Dylan got hurt, everything changed because you had no other answers. This team, you know, if player A and player B are not playing well for whatever reason, or they're just, you know, maybe not even not playing well, you have somebody else you can bring in. And the next guy might be hot. The next guy might win the game. I mean, the perfect example is down the stretch of the West Virginia game, Carter Welling was the hero, and he won the game. Down the stretch of the Georgia game, Carter Welling sitting on the bench.
Yes. That's right. And that's so exciting to me because, I mean, I've been watching Clemson basketball for a long time, and I don't remember – individual players when the team needed them and they knew it, they stepped up and they did what they had to do. Well, honestly, the first 8-9 minutes of both of those games, I was sitting there thinking, yeah, Clemson's gonna lose these games. I really was. But yet they made the changes. They adjusted. They held in there. They played with grit. I mean, and they ended up winning both those games, and I mean, it just got me so friggin' excited. I can't hardly stand it.
Yep. Yeah. It is. It's amazing. It's amazing. And it was an amazing weekend of basketball to trump football and everything else. But that's what happened. Hey, Robert, it was great speaking to you as always. Thank you.
Thanks for getting me in, man.
Thank you. Todd Neasley and then my man Zeke. Todd, how are you, Todd? Good to have you.
Whoa.
Todd.
Whoa. How you doing?
Good, Todd. How are you?
I'm wanting to talk about that stupid foul call, too.
Yeah. The unobserved foul.
That is the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Yeah. It is pretty dumb. It is pretty dumb. I got to admit. I mean, again, I don't know what the statute of limitations on that is. I don't know how far back you can go. How far back can you go? Can you go back 5 minutes? I mean, is there something in the rule book that says there's a cutoff? I mean, what is the cutoff? I mean, you know, inquiring minds want to know. We need to know because we hadn't seen the unobserved foul before.
No, it's like you said. Just like if they did that in football, you could go back and have somebody throw out of the game for all the dirty stuff that goes on in football.
Right. Look, here's a simple rule. If you don't observe it, it didn't happen. That I mean, a little simple rule to go by. You know. So, I mean, I think that Whitebread, I think he's the guy who made the call. I think he told the officials that RJ had hit him or pushed him or whatever you want to call it in the neck area on the trip before. And then somehow the officials decided, yeah, okay, we better go back and look at that. I mean, so anytime a player or an assistant says, oh, I want you to go back and look at something from some period of time, we're just going to stop the game and go and track it back to find it based on their word? I don't understand it.
No, they could have lost it. They could have got another ticky-tack foul and they'd been out of the ball game.
Yeah, yeah. The unobserved foul.
Happened 2 minutes earlier.
Yeah. Yep.
What is stuff like this? Where did they even come up with this rule?
I don't know. I really don't know where unobserved foul comes from. I've done this a long time. I don't even know if I remember hearing that. If I did, I don't remember it. But there's no explanation apparently on statute of limitations. Again, on how far back you can go.
Well, maybe they can go back 2 or 3 games now.
maybe.
And give them assess you a foul for that and kick you out of a game.
And it was brutal because, you know, the game was just a thing of friggin' beauty. It was a absolute masterpiece, and these idiots are stopping it for 10 minutes to check an unobserved foul based on what somebody on the other team told them to do, which is really unbelievable. I mean, they didn't come to this on their own. This wasn't another official, an official in the sky that said you need to check this. This is somebody on the other team saying, hey, you need to go back to the prior trip because dude pushed me.
I don't think it's that big of a deal myself. just a basketball play to me.
Well, look, I don't play either, on. But I'm not even debating that. If that happened live, Todd, and they wanted to call RJ for a flagrant one, I'm okay with that if it happened live. What I'm not okay with is letting a player on the other team tell you that that a guy pushed me, you know, 3 minutes ago, and I'd like you to go check that on film, and then them stopping the game for 10 minutes for an unobserved foul where they go and try and figure it out. I mean, I just – that's, like, mystifying to me. But that can't happen. I mean, that's just nonsense.
To me, there ought to be a time limit. 2 minutes. Right. That's it.
I don't think 2 minutes. I think the trip down the court that you're basically on or that you just came off, I mean, that's it.
Yeah. Yep. That's all I have to
thank
say.
You time. Yeah, I don't pretend to get any of that, the unobserved foul. Zeke, how are you, Zeke? Zeke, any experience with the unobserved foul?
I've never heard of that. That's crazy, man.
It is.
I mean, it's just crazy. Never heard of such ludicrous.
I mean, that allows you to do almost anything you want. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
You can change the nature of the game. You know, as was, the dude hit all four free throws, and then they missed the three. Had they hit the three, it would have been a 7-point possession on the unobserved foul.
Hey, Walt, I was talking to our buddy Basketball Dave today, and I said something to him, and I didn't realize it, but he said that you – so I got to give you credit. You said it on Twitter, but I said it today. I said, you know, Dave, over the last 5 years, I said – Clemson basketball has been the most consistent sport at Clemson.
Yeah.
And right now, Clemson, the best coach at Clemson University is Brad Brunell.
That's right. I think that's right.
I mean, I don't even – and honestly, I'm not sure it's debatable. Yep. This guy has adapted to the portal as well as you can adapt to the portal. He finds guys that fit what he wants to do. Every year he builds a new team from scratch, which what we know is not easy. And every year his teams win. Okay? So, I mean – I just think, hey, man, that is the most consistent winning program at Clemson University is Clemson basketball.
It is.
Led by Brad Brunell.
And 5 or 6 years ago, if you had ever said that, people would have said, you were crazy, you're nuts, it's impossible. And, you know, but that's the reality of today. And, yeah, I don't think anyone understands it better than him. And he's still recruiting great high school players. High school players that wind up being all-league guys. 3 years in a row. First time in Clemson history.
Well, I got to give a couple shout-outs real quick. Now, I got to give a shout-out to my guy, T.O., who quoted on Twitter, Maui is NC State to lose. Well, shout-out to you, Will Wade. Let us show up in Maui, Wolfpack. You know? So, sorry, but you know, hatred goes deep when it comes to Carolina State. You know? But, you know, in all seriousness, this guy's had his – all he's wanted to talk about preseason is – how Hubert Davis didn't use Van Leeuwen right. What's that going to do with Van Leeuwen? Hey, listen, man, we didn't want a 6'7" center.
That's right.
We got us a 7'1" center.
That's
right. So, sorry. But, and poor Virginia, I mean, now, I think Butler's better than people think. I don't think, you know, I think Butler's a solid team.
Yeah.
Notre Dame's battling Kansas right now. But, you know, the ACC, those are two solid wins by Clemson.
Oh, yeah.
You beat a team at the SEC.
Yep.
You beat a solid West Virginia team. And listen, Clemson is a couple plays for being undefeated and ranked.
Yeah. Well, that's right. And you know, look, the Georgia on Sunday were shot-making fools. I mean, Clemson guarded those guys, and they were hitting ridiculous shots. If that's any indication of what they're going to do this year, that's going to be a really fun team to watch. I mean, that basketball game for an early season game between Clemson and Georgia was just unbelievable.
Well, you know what I had the feel of? I had the feel of like a Sweet 16-type game. That level of a game.
Except, Zeke, you don't often see these type of offensive games in the NCAA tournament. You know, where everything sort of gets bogged down a little bit. You tend not to see these games played in the upper 90s and such. And Clemson had to match all that, and they did. And those are two very deep teams too. So, you know, there's a good chance that I'm going to be really interested to watch that Georgia team. I think they're going to inflict some pain.
Well, I've got real quick. We got St. Bonaventure tomorrow, but I'm intrigued by our game against Michigan State on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because at certain places, it's a big mismatch. I mean, first of all, coach is a mismatch. Let's start right there on that game. But also, you know, Michigan State has got they got girth, they got strength. But North Carolina's got a lot of length in athleticism on that front line.
Izzo acts like he's a complete innocent in everything that's going on in basketball. Like, he didn't like, you know, Louisville's recruiting and that type of stuff. But he acts like he's a complete innocent, and he plays that role really well. But I think his roster is a $22 million roster.
Yeah, don't let him play too well, Walt. He's got some talent over there.
Yeah, I think he's a $22 million roster.
Yes.
Yeah.
I call him the woe is me card he likes to play.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, should say woe is me. But I am excited about it, because for North Carolina, I mean, yeah, you beat Kansas at home. But, you know, this is a chance to go against a physical defensive team. And I'm really excited to see what Caleb Wilson does. Again, I mean, he had a great game against Kansas, so I think he'll play well. But just a good matchup. And I'm like you, Walt. I don't read into losses. Like, I don't get down by losses or wins. I don't get 2 hours too low through November, December. I think games like Clemson played prepare you for your conference.
Yeah.
They prepare you for March. And you're trying to figure out who you are and what you have. And playing games like that's what does it, Walt. That's why I get it. I mean, I'm tired of playing, you know, some of these other teams. It's like, I think, Walt, after Michigan State, we go to Rupp Arena, Kentucky. That's how you get better. Yep. I mean, Clemson's got Alabama, and you're right about that.
BYU in Madison. Clemson, BYU in Madison Square Garden. That's just awesome.
Well, yeah, we would not play BYU out there in Utah. I'm going to tell you something about BYU. That's another big team. You're going to face a lottery pick, one of the top three players in the draft you're going to face. And you're going to face a big team, a veteran team, a really big-time point guard.
A skilled team.
They can get in the lane.
A skilled team.
Their point guard can get in the lane almost at will, Walt.
Yep.
I mean, that's a really, really good team. But you know what? Win or lose, you get better.
Right.
Clemson gets better by playing BYU.
Exactly right.
That's all there is to it.
And you know what? So, the program gets better, too. It's a big limelight game.
Well, sure you do.
It's in Madison Square Garden, for crying out loud.
Well, I think as far as outside of a home and home, I think there's no greater place to play a college basketball game than the Mecca.
It's the ultimate.
At Madison Square Garden.
It's the Mecca. It's the ultimate.
I agree. Yeah. I think it's the ultimate. So, and yeah, for recruiting, it does a lot for the program.
Right.
Like you, I'm not saying Clemson will win, but I would be willing to say this, and yes, we could be wrong, but I don't see anybody steamrolling Clemson.
I don't either. I just don't think it's happening.
Yeah. I don't.
I don't know whether Clemson will win that game. I'm nowhere near predicting that game, but the one thing I will say is I think Clemson's going to compete with them. I think Clemson's going to compete with everybody.
Well, I think it's a single-digit game, let's put it that way.
I think that's right.
I think it'll be a single-digit game because they're too big, they got too much depth, and they're just too well-coached.
Yep.
Rarely is that guy going to let his team get blown out. Last comment before I get off, Walt. Once again, good job, Will Wade. Out now in one game. See you, buddy.
Hey, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. I know lines are busy. I'm coming to you. Turner's Jewelers, ringing the holiday season with a tax-free weekend at Turner's Jewelers, November 28th, 29th, and December 1st. By the way, that's just around the corner. You need to take Christmas is here. The holidays are here. You need gifts. What better play? You can find something for everybody on your list at Turner's on tax-free weekend. Again, November 28th, 29th, and December 1st. Make every day feel like Christmas morning. Give the gift of a little sparkle without the extra cost. Turner's is a family-owned jeweler with over 65 years of expertise and a legacy of trust in the upstate. And for one weekend only, they're giving you a gift, too. From show-stopping estate jewelry to top-quality pre-owned luxury watches, there's something for everyone on your shopping list. This holiday season, give a gift that will put Santa to shame. Visit the store in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca for personal expert service and exclusive tax-free pricing. November 28th, 29th, December 1st. Take advantage of it. Again, November 28th, 29th, December 1st. Only days, tax-free weekend. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. Okay, when we get back, it is Dre, Georgia Tech Steve, and Marion. I'm coming right to you. Marion has something on the unobserved foul. Good. I want to know, Marion. I want to know how far back we can go with the unobserved foul. I think Marion was an official, wasn't he? It's all bullcrap. Anyway, you can't have the other team calling for you to stop a game to check a foul that is in their minds only from some period of time prior to that moment. It's just stupid. Quick break.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters. Is your garage door opener broken? One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Doormasters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Door Masters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
It's that time of year again. It's time to start thinking about Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K. It's coming 2026, March the 14th. You've thought about it, maybe made a resolution or thought about maybe doing your first half marathon or 5K. Well, here's your year to do it. Sign up today. And what better way to give a present, too, if you'd like to give a stocking stuffer for the race entry. You can do that. Go to runsignup.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. 313 is a major sponsor with us, along with Henry Ramirez and all the gang at Upstate Medical Associates, our two official sponsors, and Santee Cooper is also involved. It's going to be a fun day. You can check out our website at Race for the Green at Seneca SC Events on Facebook. And if you'd like to know more information, just go to our website at seneca.sc.us. Make a resolution, make a commitment to do your first 5K or half marathon and a relay, too. You can find it all at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Race for the Green 2026, March the 14th.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Hey everybody, Kwok here with a special announcement. As y'all know, I've been on the Wendy's team 4 years now, and I'm thrilled to announce a new addition to our roster, the Chicken Tender. Our new five-star recruit is bringing six bold new sauce additions with him, including Wendy's new signature sauce, Fortune Hot and Sweet Chili. When asked what the Wendy's fan base can expect from him, Mr. Tender said, quote, bigger, better, juicier. There's nothing like me in all of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens County, end quote. So yeah. Get your hands on some Wendy's chicken tenders. No further questions.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar. part of the ESPN family.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're back. Hey, now is the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving seasons at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford. Their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available, and they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. That's incredible. Compare, contrast, test drive them there. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi's easy to find, Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. You will 100% thank me later. Let me sneak Marion in. I think Marion's an official, and I think he has something on the unobserved fall. I'll get to you guys, Dre and George Tuck, Steve, in a second. Marion.
Well, I hate to disappoint you, but we've been I'm on Google trying to figure out what this unobserved fall is. And there is, in the rule book, according to Google, such a thing as an unobserved file, and it does say that it can be used if appropriate technology is available, such as replay and stuff like that. It does not say how far back. My question is this, though. When you're looking at an unobserved file, and you're going back, and you see other files, do you just ignore that?
Yeah, I searched it, and I didn't see anything. But in terms of how it's executed, I have no idea. And quite honestly, Marion, I don't think they had any idea, because I think that's why it took them 10 minutes. It says
it's not an official term in the rule book. It says that. It says
it's not an official term?
It says it is not an official term in the rule book.
Okay.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, that makes it even more impossible. It's just absolutely ridiculous. League needs to come out and say something, and so does somebody nationally, because this is not, it's not adequate. I mean, it's, first of all, again,
you opened up a can of worms. Walt.
Right. I mean, we don't know what the statute of limitations was. Like plus, you're going to have, again, it appears that Georgia called for this. How can you go back based on the word of the other team? I mean, so then Clemson is going to counter that by saying, hey, we got fouled 3 minutes into the game and you missed this one. So go back and check this one, too. So I mean, it took them 10 minutes to do that. So we're going to just do this all night, back and forth, 10 minutes each? No, that can't happen. I mean, I think that's some major BS right there, and it's even worse if the term isn't officially in the rule book. That makes it even worse.
Well, it was about as bad as that stupid call against us on Duke on that last play when they called pass interference. So I still haven't got over that. So, you know.
Well, hey, Marion, look, the good thing on that is that Clemson actually committed 2 pass interference penalties on the 2 prior plays. So, you know.
Well, I know.
There's that.
Well, I'm glad they didn't review that. You know.
That's right. Hey, Marion, good speaking with you. Thank you for that info. It's a good job. How about that? So Marion says when he found on it, says it's not even in the rule book. It's not an official term in the rule book. So now we're making crap up. Now we're making up unobserved fouls. I mean, again, just think about the nature of the terminology. It's an unobserved foul. That means it didn't happen. That's basically what that means. If you didn't observe it, then it didn't happen. And you can't have the opponent calling for it. And again, it took 10 minutes to sort that out. I mean, I don't know what the exact time was. It felt like 10 minutes to me. It took a long time, whatever it was. Dre, and then Georgia Tech Steve. Dre, how are you, Dre? Good to have you.
Whoa, what's going on?
Hey, Dre.
How you doing?
Welcome
today?
Back, Dre. Good to have you.
Hey, man. Real quick, man. We're talking about the undeserved fouls and all of that and bad calls. Did you happen to catch the Colorado State and Boise game?
I saw some of it, but I don't know what you're referring to.
Dre, turn your radio down.
Yeah, Dre, if you have your radio on, you have to turn it off.
I'm sorry. Yep. I've got to add the radio up. But, I want to say it was like a 96-yard touchdown for Colorado State. It got called back for taunting.
Oh, that. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Do you think that was taunting?
Here's what I think, Dre. I think he slowed down and he changed his running gait a little bit, but I don't think it was enough to call. I just don't. I think you actually have to be looking for something to call that. I mean, because even on slow motion replay, you weren't really sure whether he was sort of doing this little mini high step thing or not. You weren't really sure because he slowed down. So his normal running gait, because he was wide open, slows down. So I would not have called that. That's all I know.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Last thing I wanted to get in on, man, I think your comments on it off the air. I was talking with my dad the other day, and we were talking about college football and how everything's changed with NIL and everything. And we were just floating around our ideas on what we would do to change everything. So I wanted to give you my ideas on how I would change NIL if I was in charge, and I want to see what you had to think about it. I think the biggest issue with the NIL right now as it stands, I believe that numbers shouldn't be talked about until a player is on campus and enrolled in classes. So which means while you're recruiting, you can't throw out any numbers because we kind of look at what happened with Drake Wynn. He already had an NIL deal with Clemson. He decommitted. All his agent had to do was take it to Ohio State if they beat it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I feel like, you know, wait till they shouldn't be talking numbers until the students are enrolled on campus and going to class. And then also it should be a contract type deal, similar to the NFL. So let's just throw a name out there. Gideon Davis. Let's just throw that name out there. Just throw a name out there. But, let's say hypothetically Clemson is paying him $1.5 million, okay? If Clemson's paying him $1.5 million with that contract, if he hits the portal, that school has to – whatever school he goes to should have to pick up that contract, and he has to play a full season with that school under that contract until the next season. And if the school wants to renegotiate, then they can renegotiate.
Wow, you guys you guys really did spend some time thinking about this. I think, Dre, that we need a cap. I think there should have been a cap imposed to begin with. I don't think any college player or any high school player coming into college should be making $10 million. I just think it's ridiculous, and I don't think it should happen. I mean, we had a situation a couple years back where we had a high school, two college quarterback making $10 million allegedly or something close to that, and we had the starting quarterback in the Super Bowl making $900,000. Okay, that's just dumb. I mean, it's ridiculous, and virtually none of these guys who have been paid this big money have proven to be worth it. Which one has proven to be worth it? I mean, they paid Mensah $4 million at Duke. He's good. What's their record? Who are they going to play moving forward? What bowl are they going to be in? You know, I mean, it's just craziness. This was never supposed to be like this. It just wasn't. Now, here's the flip side, Ryan. When the players started asking for things, one of the things they pointed to was coaches' salaries. But where it really got interesting was when players started talking about what some coaches were being paid to go away. And I think that's the biggest problem right now in terms of trying to cap this or anything else. If you're going to pay some of these dismissed, fired coaches $50 million to go away, it's going to be hard to tell players that they're not worth whatever they're worth.
And I see your point there, you know, because, I mean, and I'm looking at
they're not even paying them to coach, right? They're paying them to go away.
And now that you brought that up, I'm thinking, you know, think about Penn State. What are they paying James Franklin to go away right now?
Well, you know, his situation's probably changed because he is taking the Virginia Tech job. I think he would have been paid $50 million to go away. But now I think that because he's taking a Penn State job, there are a lot of people saying Franklin's an idiot and all coaches are idiots because he could have taken $50 million to go lay on the beach somewhere instead of go deal with Virginia Tech.
Yeah, but like my point with that, asking that is, like, I mean, paying all these coaches this much money just to go away.
Yeah.
If I'm the guy at Penn State, I'm looking at it like this. That's $50 million I can have to throw in my NIL war chest.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. That's true.
That's all I wanted, man. I think everything else off there.
It's a great job, Drake. Good talking to you as always. Yeah, look, I mean, listen, I think the whole thing is a mess. I don't think this was ever intended to be this. And what's really bad is we have the drunken sailor syndrome. And what I'm talking about is we're going to have to keep funneling money in at the top because we are hemorrhaging out the bottom. And so you're going to have to keep finding ways. And that's why you're talking about all this outside investment money that could be a part of, you know, these leagues in the future, because they're going to have to find new sources of revenue. So they're going to sell their soul in that regard. The whole thing is just whack. It's completely out of a line. It was never meant to be any of this. Georgia Tech Steve, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Hey, football season's in full swing, and Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. And it's that time again. Yes, Feast Week is back on Underdog. No better time, because from November 26th through November 30th, check the app daily for special promos. I promise you, as God's my witness, poor people, you know this, I live on Underdog. From November 26th to November 30th, my head will be glued to Underdog. Every promo, I am taking every promo. I don't care what it is. I don't care what sport. I don't care. I'm taking every promo. Hey, playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower in stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. It's Underdog. I'll have some picks for you moving forward as well. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word. Again, last weekend I came dangerously close to hitting a $50 play for $6,200. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18+, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Concern with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. You know what, Ron? I just decided I'm going to play some lottery tickets on Underdog this weekend because I came so close to hitting the $6,200. I'm going to be looking for some of those. I'm going to be going for some 8 out of 8s this weekend. I'm going to let it roll. Let's go. Georgia Tech, Steve, you're up first when we get back.
Clemson, South Carolina, a tale as old as time, and we'll get you ready for kickoff right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, starting at 6 a.m. with the Ingalls Tiger pregame show. We'll have everything you need to get you ready for kickoff. Then the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and his crew will take over at 9. Don, Tim, and Reg, you'll have the call from enemy territory, and Dono, Clark, and I will wrap it up with the fifth quarter show. Finish up the 2025 college football season with us, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam, blown-in, bat insulation, attic ventilation and air sealing, and crawl space insulation and encapsulations. Triple your savings with Koala Insulation of Greenville. Lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits through December 31st. Call today, 864-867-1779. and find out what you can save. The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop ToyotaofEasley.com. Or stop by for a test drive today.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
Two stores, one destination. Four Men on Exchange and New Teak Boutique. Whether you're looking for women's clothing and home decor items or men's fashions and gifts, we've got you covered from head to toe. New Teak Boutique is at 122 East Main Street, while Four Men on Exchange is at 102 Exchange Street, just across the street. So no matter who you're shopping for, you'll find it at New Teak Boutique and Four Men on Exchange. So come by to see us Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and on Saturdays, 10 to 4. Downtown on Pendleton at New Teak Boutique, Four Men on Exchange.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
It's just magical, isn't it, Ramona? I know it's your favorite. I know you absolutely love it. Seth and KT's mom writes this. Church 6, Stephen, coming to you in a second. Seth and KT's mom writes this. She writes, I think your thought about co-conspirator not being a thing is the same as this unobserved foul ball. LOL. You're either a conspirator or not. You either committed the foul when it could be seen or not. Just ridiculous, non-existent thing. Exactly. Unobserved foul made up. Co-conspirator made up. Modern language used to explain bad English. It didn't exist 70 years ago. And you know, we have to applaud Ramona, Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly has written a series of books, including Killing Lincoln. I read Killing Lincoln a long time ago, but I started reading it again this weekend. And what's notable is, obviously, there's a lot of talk about conspiracy in that book. What's notable is Bill O'Reilly never uses co-conspirator. He just properly uses conspirator. Conspirators time and time again. He's the only one. In like modern usage, every news agency says co-conspirators unchecked. Look, irregardless is in the dictionary. Okay, you can find that in the dictionary. It's not proper. It's wrong. But we put it in the dictionary because it's become so popularly wrong that we now include it the same way we include co-conspirator, and we make up nonsense about what the alleged subtle differences are. It didn't exist 70 years ago. I promise you, it didn't exist in literature. It didn't exist anywhere. It's a modern invention, and it's just plain wrong. And kudos to Bill O'Reilly for when he wrote Killing Lincoln, and he has to use the term conspirator a lot, because, again, conspirator is one who plots with others. Therefore, there's no such thing as a co-conspirator. That's a redundancy. It's just plain 100% wrong, has always been wrong, and it's just sad, Ramon, that we knew this 75 years ago, but we don't know it now. But Bill O'Reilly, thank goodness, somebody does, Bill O'Reilly, knows. So congratulations to him. And yeah, it is just like unobserved foul. What I mean, it's nonsense. It's an unobserved foul is an oxymoron. Those are two words or phrases that are the opposite in meaning. Unobserved foul. No. There can't be such a thing. If you didn't observe it, it didn't happen. You can't let the other team call their own fouls, which is what they did. They let Georgia call their own fouls. Okay, well, are we just going to play that way? Then we'll just all call our own fouls. There's no such thing as an unobserved foul. It's just ridiculous. And again, there's no timestamp on it, which is even more ridiculous. And the fact it took those two officials or those officials like 10 minutes to decide what to do with it tells you how stupid it is. You know, the only thing that surprises me, I'm surprised Brad didn't lose his frigging mind during that. Because yeah. I was losing mine. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. Joy to tech, Steve. Steve, how are you, Steve? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Good, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, I was rather glum but when I turned the show on today, I got all fired up about Clemson basketball.
Well, good.
My brain cannot now be turned off from Clemson basketball. This is the story of the day, Clemson basketball. Now, what is this Madison Square Garden thing with Bama and BYU?
No, those are separate, but on December 9th, off the top of my head, December 9th, Clemson plays Brigham Young at Madison Square Garden, which is going to be awesome.
Awesome. Yep. December 9th. I got to write that down. Yep. And you know what? Based on what I've heard you say today and the callers say, I didn't watch any of that tournament this weekend. I wish I had. I wish I'd stayed home and not gone to Atlanta and stayed home and watched Clemson play in the tournament. But you know what I'm hearing is Brownell and his staff have already figured out so much about this 11 new bunch of guys that they're already knowing when to bench whom, when to play whom, and making the right calls and putting the right guy in at the right place at the right time. That is remarkable to me for a new squad that has only played together two or three games. It's not just players. It's the coaching staff doing a superb job is what I'm hearing.
You know, the other thing, it's hard to satisfy 10 or 11 guys who were all stars where they came from. And yet they're playing as one. They're playing as team.
Yeah.
You don't see people complaining. You don't see issues. And I think, you know, that comes to winning. You know, as long as you're winning, that's going to be the case.
Well, Walt, I made the terrible mistake of spending my good money to go down to Atlanta Saturday night and watch that debacle. And let me tell you something. Walt, I'm asking for a refund. I really am. I'm asking for a refund. You had a freshman quarterback and a freshman running back beat the hell out of Georgia Tech. You really did. And yet, despite that, despite being behind 21 to nothing on the way to being behind 28 to nothing, Haynes King had his team poised for a comeback, had it not been for that disastrous pick six, 100-yard interception.
Let me say something about that interception, because every single quarterback in America would have thrown a pick six on that play. That linebacker came from the mic position and dropped out. There is no way on God's green earth Haynes King could have ever seen or anticipated that dude being there. It's just impossible. Yeah. If you watch where he came from, to cut off that out is just unbelievable. It was just an insanely athletic play, and there's just no way the quarterback expects that dude to be there for that play, and he just made a play, and sometimes the other guy
does. That's right. Kudos to them. And you know, look, if there's anybody that deserves to make a mistake, it's Haynes King.
He's been a legitimate Heisman candidate. He has carried that sorry team all year long. Georgia Tech's defense is an atrocity, and they're only where they are because of Haynes King, his one-man gang brilliance. You got a lot of Georgia Tech people saying he's the greatest Georgia Tech player in history, and they're right, he is. He's not the most talented. That's Calvin Johnson or somebody else, but he's the best Georgia Tech player in history. You know what? It's not even close. Do you know that Haynes King has – this is how good this kid has been. He has accounted for 89 touchdown passes in 89 TDs in 34 games as a quarterback at Georgia Tech. That's incredible. In fact, that's so good, it totally shatters Joe Hamilton's previous record. Hamilton had accounted for 83 in 43 games. In 9 more games, Hamilton accounted for 83, and was generally considered the best quarterback in Georgia Tech history. There's no question anymore who the best quarterback in Georgia Tech history was.
Right, and Joe Hamilton came in second in the Heisman voting. Now, let me tell you something, Walt. Friday afternoon at 3:30, Tech plays Georgia. I will not put myself through that. I'm not going to ruin an entirely nice day, an entirely nice Friday afternoon by watching that abuse. Yeah. At 11 o'clock Friday night, I'll watch the highlights on YouTube, and I'll be happy. I'm not going to endure that. And I just wanted to ask you, if you want to give me your summary comments about Georgia Tech, I would appreciate it.
Yeah.
And what happened Friday night, if you can help me understand it. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I think what happened, Steve, is what I've been telling you. I mean, Georgia Tech is really not a good football team. They have played nobody all year. The defense is really atrocious. Their defensive stop rate is like 100th. It might be worse than that right now. And that's one of the worst marks in America. How they got to this point, with their record being what it is attributable only to Haynes King. I mean, you have not seen a guy who's been more of a one-man gang in college football in I don't know how long. I mean, he has completely carried that team. Again, he's done things that no Georgia Tech quarterback has ever done, and no Georgia Tech quarterback will ever do again. I mean, Georgia Tech's going to go right back to sucking next year. They'll be a 5 or 6 win team. They'll be lucky to make a bowl. I mean, what Haynes King has done is just really unbelievable. I mean, again, 89 touchdowns he's responsible for, throwing and running, and in 34 games. Think about that. It's like 2.7 per game. It's just unbelievable. And no one in Georgia Tech history has ever been anywhere close to that. I mean, anywhere near it. Again, the prior mark was Joe Hamilton with 83, so 6 less, and he did it in 43 games, 9 more games than Haynes King has done it. So that's what he's brought. And the shame of it is it's going to end badly because, I don't know how he did what he did against Georgia last year when he should have won the game and he put up 5 or 10 yards in regulation, which was just incredible. And he had the game literally stolen from him by two ridiculous officials' calls in the last few minutes when he actually had beaten Georgia. And I'm sure he's had Georgia on his list all year. And it, look, if Will alone could help you win that game, he would do it. The problem is his team sucks compared to Georgia. And they're just not as good as they were a year ago. They're way worse defensively, I think, at this point. So, and Georgia's much better offensively. So I don't know how you get past that. I mean, I would love to see Haynes King go out and win that game against Georgia. It'd be the ultimate culmination of his career. It's just impossible to see any scenario where that can happen. Of course, it was impossible last year. That's what everybody believed until they saw him tear up Georgia single-handedly all game long. I don't know. Maybe he has one more in him. It's hard to believe, though. I'm not leaning that way. I thought Pittsburgh would beat them because I just thought Pittsburgh was just a much better football team. Pittsburgh had their own talented quarterback in Heinsohn, weapons, but mostly the defense. I thought the big difference in those two teams was the defense. Pittsburgh's defense, elite by ACC standards, certainly. And I think they played that way, and they were just better. And I you know, again, the two prior weeks, Haynes King put up over a thousand yards of offense, and Georgia Tech went 1-1, and the one was, you know, by the skin of their teeth. So I didn't see any way around that. It seemed like a problem without question, and it was a problem as it turns out. So I don't think it ends well for them. I'm not sure it ends well for the ACC. Look, honestly, the teams of interest in the ACC right now, I mean, look, if we're talking about who could get into a playoff and win a game, I think it's Miami. I think SMU is still interesting because of Jennings and because they're really well coached. You know, I mentioned this on Twitter. I asked, is Rhett Lashley now a top five coach in America? I think you can make the case he is. Now, no one's going to say that, but I think he is in the real world. I think he's sort of what everybody thinks Lane Kiffin is. I think Rhett Lashley actually is. We'll talk more about this and more on the other side. Joe in Virginia, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Do not move. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill.